The Ride, written by Wintergreen 825, read by Raven. Summary. Blaze and Luna use Harry for their own pleasure, as Harry just enjoys the ride. Harry let out a whining moan as Blaze pushed slowly into his well-lubed hole. Blaze gripped the pumpkin orange rope that tied Harry's forearms together at the small of his back. Using the leverage, Blaze didn't thrust so much as he moved Harry back onto his cock before moving him forward enough that he could do it all over again. Trapped in a metal cage that was the same color as the rope, Harry's cock swung like a pendulum with the force of the motions. When Blaze felt his knot begin to catch on Harry's rim, he slid an arm around Harry's front to pull him upwards. Blaze sat back on his heels, letting Harry's own weight do the final work to get the knot inside. Harry's moan was definitely desperate as Blaze began to fill him with cum, and all he could do was squirm in place as they were stuck to each other by the tie. Blaze nibbled at the brown curve of Harry's neck as he met Luna's heather gray eyes. With careful movements, Blaze shifted so that he was sitting against the headboard of the bed. Harry's legs were spread obscenely wide and held open by Blaze's own spread legs. His bound arms forced his back into an arch as his head lulled against Blaze's shoulder. The new position also pressed Blaze's knot even deeper inside of Harry, making his soft cock twitch so hard that it visibly moved, even with the added weight of the cock cage. As silent as she had been so far, Luna crawled between their spread legs. Her blonde hair had been wrapped into a bun to keep it contained and out of the way. She trailed one of her paintbrushes over the smooth skin of Harry's thighs. He thrashed helplessly, caught on Blaze's knot and wrapped in Blaze's ropes. Luna moved on to drag the bristles over Harry's caged cock, her small fingers pinching it at the base to keep it in place. Blaze was at a bad angle to actually see anything more than that, but judging by the keening sound that rose from Harry, Luna had her other fingers playing with his testicles. Luna pulled back just enough to carefully set the paintbrush on the side table. Blaze raised an eyebrow upon seeing that it was one of her unicorn hair set. Suddenly, the care she was taking made sense. Then she moved so that she was straddling both of their hips. One of her hands disappeared behind her before she sank down on Harry's cock, despite how the only thing hard about it was the metal cage. Blaze wrapped his hands around her waist to steady her as she began to roll her hips in small circles. Luna sank the fingers of one hand into Harry's hair. Using the grip on his wild curls, she guided his mouth to one of her nipples. Harry obeyed the wordless order and sucked on it as Luna's hips continued to work as she sought her own climax. Luna's wail as she found that climax was stolen when Blaze kissed her silent over Harry's shoulder. Stuck between his two mates, and literally stuck on one of them, Harry could only enjoy the ride. The end. Thank you for listening.